This project is I Can Hear You, and today's date is July 22, 2017. Hello, my name is Kathy Jones, and I am a justice advocate known as DV Survivor, primarily serving victims and survivors of family violence. Today, I will be walking you through how to hire an attorney to represent you in court. Let's imagine for a moment that you have a significant personal or professional issue between yourself and another party that you have been unable to resolve. This party may be an individual or a legal entity such as a business. Maybe you're contemplating divorce or were injured through someone's negligence. Maybe you need to recover property, or maybe you've been arrested. For whatever reason, you need to go to court. How do you find an attorney? A competent and ethical attorney is crucial to the successful outcome of your case. It is naive to think that the court resolves everything based on the truth. In reality, justice is more often about who can buy the best appearance. So, when you hire legal representation, you are hiring necessary skills, but you are also hiring influence, connection, and yes, appearance. To find the best attorney to represent you, to start with, have a clear understanding of why you wish to hire an attorney and what kind of attorney best meets your specific need. Attorneys specialize in specific areas of law. Therefore, just as you would not hire a pediatrician to care for your elderly parent, you would probably not want to hire a collaborative law attorney for a case that will be heavily litigated, or hire an attorney who specializes in drafting wills to defend you in a criminal matter. Next, locate the court that has jurisdiction over your legal issue. Most states have websites that will help you locate the court in which you must file your case. As you look for attorney referrals, keep in mind each attorney's travel distance from office to courthouse. You don't want the bulk of your retainer fee going to pay for the attorney's travel time, especially as you will have to pay for the time they spend waiting in court. Now it's time for you to get the names, locations, and phone numbers of 3 or 4 lawyer referrals from multiple resources. You can use your phone book or Google to find attorneys in your area. However, don't forget to ask friends or family if they have ever used an attorney for your particular issue, and ask about their experiences, good or bad. It's just as important to know who not to hire. If you are a victim of domestic violence or a person on fixed or limited income, contact your state's bar association to find reduced fee, pro bono, or other legal services provided to specific vulnerable populations. Once you have a short list, call your first choice attorney to schedule a consult. Don't forget to ask about their consultation fee. Some will provide free consultation, but don't assume this is the case. If a former client or a particular organization referred you, say so. Some attorneys are willing to forego their consult fee if their new potential client comes from their preferred network contacts. Next step, go to the consultation prepared. Leave your emotions at home, as they will only cost you time and money. Make sure you have ready, first, a brief timeline of significant facts that have led you to going to court. Second, photos, calendars, bank statements, or any other supporting documentation proving your case. And third, a short list of questions that you would like to ask the attorney before retaining their services. Sample questions for the attorney include, what is your hourly rate? How do you bill? And how much is your retainer? What do you bill for? And how often can I expect a billing statement? Can you do limited representation? What is the best way to communicate with you in an emergency? Based on your experience, what is a typical outcome for my type of case? How many successful outcomes have you had? And do you have client feedback that I might review? Then, based on your consult experience, make a decision to either retain the attorney or seek a second consult. The standard for representation is zealous advocacy. This means the attorney is expected to do everything ethical within their power to represent your interests. Be sure when you leave the attorney's office that you are very clear about expectations in order for you to feel confident in their representation. Did you feel comfortable with this person? If you are unsure about the attorney's rapport, skills, appearance, or interest, call the next attorney on your list and repeat steps 5 through 7. Lastly, remember the old adage, you get what you pay for, especially in legal representation. It may be worth your while to spend a little more in the dollar per hour rate in order to hire an attorney who meets deadlines, communicates with you regularly, or is well respected and connected in the community. It takes time to find the right attorney for you, but it is very important to do your homework and get a good fit the first time around. Changing representation midway through any legal process costs time and financial resources. Change attorneys more than once, and you will likely leave the judge with the impression that you are the problem. Make sure you put your best foot forward legally by getting your representation right from the start.